You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And we'll be reading from the English Standard Version. This is the third time I am coming to you. Every charge must be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. I warned those who sinned before, and all the others, and I warn them now while absent, as I did when present on my second visit, that if I come again, I will not spare them, since you seek proof that Christ is speaking in me. He is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you. For he was crucified in weakness, but lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but in dealing with you, we will live with him by the power of God. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test? I hope you will find out that we have not failed the test. But we pray to God that you may not do wrong, not that we may appear to have met the test, but that you may do what is right, though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong. Your restoration is what we pray for. For this reason, I write these things while I am away from you, that when I come, I may not have to be severe in my use of the authority that the Lord has given me for building up and not for tearing down. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your presence with us today, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read your word together. And Lord, we can see that these challenges that the Apostle Paul was giving to the church at Corinth was for their benefit. He wanted them to examine themselves closely, to see whether they truly believed in your Son, Jesus Christ. And if they did believe, they were being called to live out their faith. He encouraged them to aim for restoration, to comfort one another, to agree with one another, to live in peace, and to live mindful of the fact that you were with them. Lord, that's your challenge to us as well. And so we pray that by your grace we would put these things into practice. We pray that as your children that we would live in peace with one another, and that we would live as men and women who are conscious of the fact that you are present with us. Thank you for the new life that you've granted us through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray that it would be visible and obvious that we are followers of Christ who genuinely trust in him, through our words, our actions, and our beliefs. We're grateful for the privilege that we have to know you, Lord, and we thank you for this day that you have graced us with. We pray that we would use it for your glory. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's episode was sponsored by PlatformLaunchers.com. If you're a podcaster, writer, blogger, or social media user, you've got a message that you're passionate about sharing. What if you were able to do that full-time and reach more people than ever? Platform Launchers is an online community that will help you share your message in new ways, build a loyal audience, and earn a full or part-time income from your knowledge. If you'd like to learn more, please visit PlatformLaunchers.com.
Thank you. Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.